West Texas school superintendent kills self after allegedly trying to record girls in locker room. By Bob Price on December 7, 2022. A West Texas school district superintendent apparently committed suicide after his arrest for allegedly placing an electronic recording device in the locker room of visiting girls' basketball team. The now-suspended superintendent of the Seagraves Independent School District was released on bond after his arrest. Update, December 9, Lubbock County Sheriff's Office officials confirmed that Seagraves ISD Superintendent Joshua Neil Gone apparently committed suicide after being accused of attempting to video record a girls' basketball team in their locker room. KCBD NBC 11 in Lubbock reported that Sheriff's Office deputies arrived at Seagraves' parents' home near Shallow Water, Texas, and found dead from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the chest. The apparent suicide followed his release from jail on bond following the video allegations. Police in Gaines County, Texas, arrested Seagraves Independent School District Superintendent Joshua Neil Gone on Tuesday on charges related to alleged invasive visual recording. Seagraves Police Department investigators worked with the Gaines County Sheriff's Office and federal investigators to develop evidence after a video recording device was found in a girl's locker room. The incident came to light when an eighth-grade girl from Hale Center ISD found a recording device in the Seagraves visiting team locker room, KCBD NBC 11 in Lubbock reported. The girl was the last to leave and discovered what she believed to be a cell phone charging device. She carried the device out to the bus to try to find its owner. Further investigation revealed the device was actually a digital video recorder. Evidence suggests that Gone placed the device in the girl's dressing room area shortly before the team arrived. Luckily, the girls set down a speaker in front of the device that blocked the view of the girls changing, Hale Center ISD Superintendent Pibbern told the Lubbock NBC affiliate. KCBD reported. Pibbern said none of the girls on the team claimed it, so it was left on the bus. He said the next day, an eighth grader who was on a field trip recognized that it was not a phone charger, but a recording device. That student turned it into Hale Center ISD's Dean of Students, Tyson Jones, who then turned it over to the county's school resource officer Colby Neal. Police investigators executed a search warrant on the device and found a video showing the locker room, which officials described as a dressing room with an expectation of privacy. The first video showed the empty locker room. A second shows the girls entering the room. The third video ends as the device is unplugged by the student who made the discovery. Other videos on the SD card allegedly show images of Gone. According to the arrest warrant reported on by KCBD, investigators allege the device was placed in a changing room with the intent to record people without their consent. Police arrested the now-suspended superintendent on Tuesday and placed him in the Gaines County Jail. He remains in jail on a $75,000 bond. The case is being investigated by local law enforcement, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook. Editor's note, this article has been updated with information related to the apparent suicide of Joshua Gone days after he was released from jail on bond.